ABC News.
Danny Vardis, what exactly are you trying to do here, and why do you want people to share their bills?
Well, it's broadly acknowledged that out-of-pocket costs have become a runaway train in terms of the pressure they're putting both on the health system and on a lot of consumers. And that's not news. I mean, there's been a ministerial inquiry commissioned by Minister Greg Hunt that shows that that's absolutely the case. And we're talking about out-of-pocket expenses for some procedures which could be in the thousands, not in the hundreds of dollars. So rather than keep waiting for the various medical colleges and associations and the government to come to an agreement as to how to tackle this problem, we've decided to take matters into our own hands, and we can inform consumers by consumers sharing their own information.
Because at the moment it's pretty hit and miss when it comes to specialists and expensive procedures as to how much value you're actually getting and how you can find perhaps a cheaper option.
Well, one of the important findings has been that the difference in out-of-pocket expenses, in fact, has no bearing and no relationship whatsoever to the quality of care you're getting. These are totally arbitrary costs. And, you know, just in terms of comparisons, if you want to have most elective surgeries done in Australia, you should head off to South Australia and Tasmania, because on average, the out-of-pocket costs that you're going to be charged in those two states are a fraction of what it is from those states where there appears to be a certain level of price gouging. And that's particularly the case in New South Wales, followed closely by Queensland and Victoria.
And I wonder why that is. Is it because when it comes to people's health, then perhaps a consumer would be more inclined to think, well, if this doctor is charging me this amount, maybe I am getting a better level of care or expertise, and perhaps they are more inclined to do so?
Well, you're right. There is a lot of trust factor in between consumers and clinicians. So, A, they tend to believe, well, it must be worth it if they're charging me so much. But there are other aspects as well. There's, for instance, a total lack of transparency in many cases. So we know that people aren't told about out-of-pocket expenses until they've actually had an initial consultation. And by that stage, people feel fairly locked into having chosen the specialist that they have chosen. You don't go shopping around the way you do for a used car. But what's worse than that is the number of people who aren't even given a heads up at their initial consultations and mightn't find out about the out-of-pocket costs until they receive the invoice weeks or even a month after they've been discharged from hospital. And we know of people who have had to take out extended mortgages, who have had to dip into their superannuation funds to cover costs. And, you know, we're not talking trivial costs. We're talking costs that can be $20,000, $30,000 with no pre-warning whatsoever.
So what can the industry do? I mean, this is obviously an initiative that you're taking. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has also pledged to address the issue, but surely there's some responsibility on doctors. Is it a case that perhaps they should be required to have cost agreements and consent forms signed, you know, prior to services actually being provided?
Spot on. Informed consent, informed financial consent is totally missing in the sector at the moment, and that's one part of the solution. But also I think the problem would be solved if the various medical associations and colleges got behind supporting the federal government's initiative and agreed to publish their fees openly and transparently on the site that the government is intending to launch. But we've seen in the last couple of weeks a lot of the associations and leading clinicians who gave in principle support to the idea are suddenly finding reasons why it can't work or why it's not such a good idea. So, you know, we see this as a bit like the walrus and the carpenter, where the government and the medical associations are crying tears of sympathy for consumers who are being hit hard by medical expenses. But by the time all the oysters have been eaten, consumers will still be in the same situation. So rather than wait for a consensus agreement between government and the institutions, we've decided consumers can solve this problem ourselves simply by sharing the information. And we're not trying to name and shame clinicians, but we do believe that if people are going to have a consultation about a particular medical intervention, they have a right to know not just what that clinician is going to charge in terms of out-of-pocket expenses, but the various other participants in their treatment teams. One of the areas that we find there is a huge level of variance is, for instance, in anaesthetist fees.
Yeah, that is certainly the case. Thank you very much, Danny Vardis. Appreciate you taking us through it this morning.
ABC News.